boulder rolling at me?
For the last time, this is not Indiana Jones.
You're right. The hat's too big.
Just take it from the moment where you're looking out at the field.
An asteroid field? Chewie, get the shields up!
No, this is not in space. It's a field, like a ranch, a prairie, a plain.
A plain?
You got it. Now just do the line.
Get off my plane.
Close enough. We'll fix it in post.
Cue the music.
No! Cut! Cut!
Fortune and glory, kid. Fortune and glory.
Approaching the 7 o'clock hour, Carmen Electra has joined OnlyFans. Why? Because she wants to control her creative vision, which is just another term for
hoo-ah!
You know that big dress that Kim Kardashian just made all kinds of news about, you know, like $1 million?
Right, she had to lose pounds to get into it.
Some guy on TikTok was able to create the precise look of that dress for $12 using rhinestones and a dress he picked up at Forever 21.
Is that right?
Yeah. All right, there was a survey done about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial.
Our survey said
most people would rather talk about anything else but those two, including abortion, Ukraine, Elon Musk, even Joe Biden, the Russian-Ukraine war, inflation, or COVID-19. I think the media is kind of overestimating the level of interest in that. This is not the OJ trial.
I don't know why it's getting so much coverage.
Al Yankovic stubbornly refused to do the My Corona parody when the virus first broke loose. So he is being punished. He finally got it this week. It's his turn. U.S. soccer will pay women and men equally. Thank you, Megan Rapinoe. Who, by the way, let's not forget that the USA women's team got beat by a boys' team in Texas in a scrimmage. What do you know? Here's old news, Chelsea Handler going topless for her farewell video to Ellen DeGeneres. Later on, maybe between 8 and 9, we have highlights from Taylor Swift's speech to the graduating class of 2022 at NYU. And it actually wasn't a bad speech. There's a story making the rounds that a Lyft driver took off with Ozzy Osbourne's clothes still in the car yesterday. They were recovered after his daughter contacted Lyft and the LAPD. Like, they have nothing better to do but track down Ozzy Osbourne's clothes. Close. Really? Yeah. Here's big news for rock fans. Porno for Pyros is going to perform live on stage for the first time in 26
Good
years.
God, I haven't heard of that band in a long time.
I know. 26 years.
Yeah.
Can anybody name
some of their biggest hits? Didn't they do a cover of Achy Breaky Heart?
They may have. I just had to pass it along. Trevor Noah, the least talented, most unfunny. Oh, and by the way, I posted the ratings on my Facebook page. Late night comedy.
Right.
Trevor Noah ranks dead last. Greg Gutfeld is number one on Fox. Fallon and those guys kind of follow him.
Gutfeld is number one?
But at the very bottom of the list is Trevor Noah, yeah, who has taken a once great program, The Daily Show, and turned it into a preening piece of horrible, badly written programming. Not that I have any opinions on it. That are hardcore.
You sound bitter.
Thanks, Rich. Oh, and one more thing. Netflix, the firings have begun.
Netflix's Squid Game sequel is finally here. But this time, instead of poor people fighting for their lives, it's Netflix employees fighting for their jobs.
Red light, green light, one, two, three. Johnson from accounting, we saw you move. You are out.
A 1 week severance package? No!
Netflix needs to lay off workers, but they still need to provide new content. So why not combine the two?
Tug of war starts now. Sorry, team. Clean out your resumes and start sending out your resumes. I hear you're hiring at Peacock.
Netflix's Squid Game 2, Rise of the Lambs. Because the only thing worse than being sentenced to death is being sentenced to unemployment.
Oh, this is more painful than watching Tiger King 2.
Yay. Well, at least the Obamas got their $25 million from Netflix for all that great and successful programming they produced.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
705. Jones Brothers Roofing. Hey, finally some rain this weekend. Mm-hmm. When there's no rain, you don't have to worry too much about a roof leak. But when it comes, it could be that one situation with enough wind and enough hard-driven rain to make you aware that you might have a very microscopic crack in the wood paneling under the shingles. That's generally what it is. As your house settles, those big boards start to settle and sometimes develop cracks, and wind can drive rain under the shingle, through the crack, and then you got a stain. Don't panic. Normally, you don't need to replace the roof. You just need to address that one area where the rain got through, and Jones Brothers will do that for you. They have been in this business for 80 years, and one reason they've stayed in business so long is their reputation for integrity, honest assessment of a problem, and not trying to sell you something you don't need is rock solid. Yes, they do many. They've done a bunch of roofs in my neighborhood over the last couple of years. I see them on my bike rides. I always stop and say hello to the crews that are working. Jones Brothers can also do siding. That's become a popular option for people who want to keep energy costs down, keep the extreme heat and cold on the outside. Energy-efficient windows and doors. We've used them for two screen door installations, and those are nice to have. Jones Brothers, 800-264-8009. See everything they do at jbroof.com at 707. Skipper.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. Well, we're looking really good all over Montgomery right now. No real problems anywhere. We're beginning to see a little bit of traffic moving in on 231 from Wetumpka. I-65 and 85 are building a bit through downtown, but no real problems anywhere. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Good credit, slow credit, doesn't matter. Call the A-Team, MCS and Wetumpka, for a cash-out refinance or equity loan. MCS, 567-9000, NMLS 232876, for Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
They named her Tokyo Rose. That's what troops called the American woman who collaborated with the Japanese in World War II. Today, you might call the current governor China Ivy, because Kay Ivey also lines up against America's interests. Communist China has been waging a trade war on the U.S. President Trump, using targeted tariffs, fought back against China's unfair tactics. But Ivey sided with China and opposed Trump's tough trade policy. China Ivey even bragged about drawing a line against Trump. Now, documents reveal Chinese analysts rate Ivey as one of the U.S. governors, quote, friendliest to China. Under Ivey, China dominates trade with Alabama, while Ivey takes campaign money from donors linked to China. Kay Ivey, good for communist China, bad for Alabama. Paid for by Common Sense America Election Fund, Suite 515, 1390 Chainbridge Road, McLean, Virginia, 22101.
When our communities needed him, he volunteered to serve. Troy Stubbs, a former educator, he now owns a local small business in Wetumpka. Troy Stubbs will take fresh ideas and Elmore County values to Montgomery. Like Trump, he's tired of political correctness and believes real leaders get things done. Troy Stubbs stands for the flag. He's not afraid to tell you he's pro-life and will fight to kick any abortion provider out of Alabama. He's proud to be endorsed by the NRA and defend our freedoms. Troy Stubbs never runs from a fight. He'll take on Joe Biden's cancel culture any day of the week. Whether it's critical race theory, endless mandates, or some far-left idea, Troy Stubbs will fight for our freedoms and against the woke mob. Proud Alabamian, steadfast conservative Republican. Troy Stubbs for State Representative, District 31.
Paid for by Troy Stubbs for State House, P.O. Box 429, Wetumpka, Alabama 36092.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi want to impose their radical socialist ideas on Alabama. Their extreme left-wing policies have given us runaway inflation, making food and gas unaffordable, chaos at our southern border, rampant crime, and historic deficits that are robbing our children's future. Socialist Democrats want to cancel our Constitution and erase our Second Amendment. But Mike Rogers is our way of fighting back. Mike Rogers stands proud with President Trump to make America energy independent and to finish President Trump's border wall. Mike is fighting to protect our deeply held Alabama values and to cut wasteful spending. Mike Rogers is our trusted Alabama conservative, and Mike Rogers is our way of fighting back. On May 24th, please vote for Mike Rogers for Congress.
This is Mike Rogers, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mike Rogers for Congress, Post Office Box 1113, Anniston, Alabama 36202.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing Dr. Alderson and the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99, and that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Hi, this is Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love, encouraging you to use your voice and your vote on May 24th. Our community is counting on us to make our voices heard in Alabama's important 22 primary election. Let's carry on Montgomery's legacy of cherishing our right to vote. For more information, please visit the Montgomery Election Center's website at montgomeryvotesal.gov. Montgomery County, let's get out to vote on May 24th, and I'll see you at the polls.
Saving you time by combining all the news of the day into one story. This is Mashup the News.
Sports Illustrated tries to join NATO as the U.S. women's soccer team asks Dr. Oz to buy Twitter due to a pizza delivery driver shortage at Netflix. Elon Musk's mom comments,
"I'm glad this country's fat phobia won't keep Ringling Brothers Circus from coming back."
Join us next time on Mashup the News.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7 or so.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Hello.
Slammed by critics as an Orwellian Ministry of Truth, the Biden administration's so-called disinformation board has been put on hold. Its would-be director has resigned. Philadelphia, the latest U.S. city dealing with a surge of violence. Five people caught in the gunfire that erupted last night near Temple University. A dispatcher who took a 911 call from the scene of last weekend's Buffalo supermarket shooting has been placed on leave and may lose her job. Gas prices continuing to skyrocket, no end in sight. AAA reports a national average for a gallon of regular just under $4.59, up 2 cents since yesterday. On Wall Street this morning, stocks continue to nosedive. The Dow futures down 346 points, NASDAQ futures off 145, S&P futures down 45. More details at srnnews.com.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
Inflated price that you cannot afford, so I think it's time for a
guess check. Guess ticket. I can't believe how much we have to pay. Prices going up every day. It costs me an arm and a leg.
I got a big car and it's breaking the bank.
after 16 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I was telling Jay during the break that I'm glad I saved all the song parodies from 2008 when gas was over $4 a gallon.
Jeez.
Briefly.
Yeah.
And we've got another one next hour. Hey, enjoy an awesome parody of Jackson Browne's Running on Empty. Just after 8 o'clock.
That makes sense.
Yeah. 716.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Very humid out there this morning. In fact, 89% humidity now. The dew point is above 70, and that's always not a good thing. So this morning we have some clouds. There's a little breeze out there. It'll be clearing later. More humid today with a high temperature in the middle 90s. I've got us around 94, I think, today. We had 92 yesterday, hottest day of the year so far. Mainly clear tonight. Overnight low 71. Tomorrow is the last dry day, a sun and cloud mix. Hot for May with a high around 94. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms back in the picture on Saturday. Just be flexible. Have a plan B. I know, you know, a lot of outdoor events are on the line, but we need every drop of the rain we can get. High near 90. Then showers and thunderstorms become particularly likely on Sunday and Monday, with rain chances as high as 80% by then. Right now, cloudy with that dew point of 72. Our temperature is 76. The time is 7:17.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Tell you about a business that we are particularly proud of here at News Talk 93.1, and that would be Montgomery Paint and Body. And over the last couple of years, we didn't try to do this, but we had a lot of incidents where we had to bring our cars to Montgomery Paint and Body. We were able to share those stories with you. All right. Donnie, Brandon, and Holly Turner have been in business for decades now. And take it from a guy who's been going there for over 30 years. It's they're dedicated to excellence. No shortcuts, meticulous, attention to detail. That's all Montgomery Paint and Body. That's what they're all about. So that's why we can, it's a no-brainer. If we have a mishap with our car, it's going to go right there. Their phone number is easy, 27-WRECK with a W. In fact, they suggest that you call first and tell them your situation so that they can be ready for you when you come and visit them off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. They're going to be in business for a lot longer because they are they're number one in the paint and body business. Tell your insurance agent that you prefer to have your car fixed there, because that's your prerogative. That's state law here in Alabama. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new, trust me, or maybe better.
All right, we are at 19 minutes after 7 o'clock, just ahead of Random Facts. I have 1 week convoluted intro ready.
Week?
1 week.
Usually, yeah. Those are the best ones, right?
Usually.
Yeah. When he
undersells it.
When he undersells it.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Oh, God. Now the pressure's really on. There's something funny here. There's a study or a survey that claims the average American. Now, this may be true in Jay's case, because Jay has changed his diet.
Yeah.
And stuck to it. And he gets full credit for that.
Thank you.
But the average American eats 4 salads a week?
Hey, yeah. Wendy started making me salads. Makes my lunch. So, yeah, starting to make salads. Spinach, mainly. Spinach leaf salad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great.
You know, they say the greener the better.
I've got salad on the menu today because it's healthy and it's also light. Yeah, definitely.
What about the average American? What is their definition of a salad?
Oh.
Did you know that the average American eats 4 salads a week? Oh, hold on just a second.
May I take your order?
Yeah, what are potatoes considered in the food pyramid?
Potatoes are a vegetable.
Okay, and tomatoes?
Tomatoes are fruit.
Okay, I'd like a potato and tomato salad.
You mean French fries with ketchup?
Yeah, that's it. A salad.
Okay, sir, please pull forward.
Follow for more health tips.
I had a salad last night. I had sweet potato fries. That's a vegetable.
Right. Yep.
And with Thai sweet barbecue sauce. Man, I did nothing but appetizers last night, and it was so good. was so good at Bob Hours. And thanks to everybody that came out and helped Jacqueline celebrate her birthday. And again, our thanks to Ligger's Bakery for yet another. In fact, I did not take a picture of the cake, but if you did, if you were there last night and took one, we did it just like we did a couple of weeks ago. We had a viewing for the cake. We have a table, we pulled the lid open, and people filed by and admired the cake before we cut it.
Mm-hmm.
I invented something new, you know, the viewing for the cake.
The viewing.
Who else does that?
A funeral home.
Yeah. But it was alive with flavor, Rich.
Good job.
Awesome. Just absolutely awesome. So thanks again. They just make every occasion we celebrate up there now, man. They just, like Hershey's birthday, the job they did with little Manchester Weenie sitting up on his hiney begging for a treat. All right, we're at 7:22. We have your local news, and we'll be back just a couple of minutes from now to start part one of Random Facts. Listen carefully. Win a $10 food outlet gift certificate by playing and winning our pop quiz question.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Montgomery police are investigating a Tuesday night shooting. A man was found shot in the 1700 block of Pine Street around 9 o'clock. That is near Jackson Hospital. His injuries are said to be life-threatening. Authorities are still investigating where the victim was shot. No arrests have been made. Next week, voters head to the polls, and although the voting process is still the same, the state has made some changes that they say will ensure the security of the votes cast. The polling offices will be using tabulation equipment that is not connected to any internet or Bluetooth devices. Officials say this will ensure that there's no voter fraud or electronic tampering with the votes collected. As the school year winds down, Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed wants to keep teens busy and out of trouble. The mayor is introducing his summer jobs program with Montgomery Leaps and the Parks and Recreation Department. That program is meant to engage young people. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Bill Bradley Services has been the experts in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning repair and installation for over 53 years. For all of the years you have supported the growth of this family-owned business, there is a tremendous sense of wanting to give back to the local community they serve. That's why, now through July, Cancer Wellness Foundation of Central Alabama is partnering with Bill Bradley Services to fuel the fight for those living with cancer in our community. Learn more at BillBradleyFuelTheFight.com.
Bill Bradley, won't you please fix my home?
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Baker because Chip Baker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Baker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Baker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Baker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Baker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama 36109.
I desperately needed a car, but I didn't want to go through the hassle of trying to finance through a dealership. So I went to LightStream, and I got a loan fast.
Now you can buy the used car you want with a fixed, low-rate loan from LightStream.
The loan process was so easy. I signed all the documents and completed the process while getting my hair done.
I had my money the same day with LightStream. Having that cash helped me get a much better deal. And the LightStream payments are so affordable.
Now you can get the money you need fast for the used car you love with LightStream. Loans start at just 3.99% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit when you buy from the dealership. Apply today at lightstream.com/rate and get an additional interest rate discount. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/RATE for your extra discount. Lightstream.com/rate.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 3.99% APR to 9.49% APR and included 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/rate for more information.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's May 19th.
the greatest day ever. On the 19th of May, 1999, Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace premieres. This much-anticipated prequel introduced Star Wars fans to the most revered, most beloved character in cinematic history, Jar Jar Binks.
You sir gotta be kidding me, sir!
Yes. Have a great May 19th, the greatest day ever.
And now, here's J.J. Scott with today's
random facts.
J.J. Scott.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I did. It's a Star Wars reference today.
Yeah.
Yeah, just did.
Are you impressed?
No.
Okay. You were right. It was pretty lame, like you said.
I said weak.
Weak. That's what it was. Look at his face.
No. Don't go away, man.
Just go ahead and start with your facts.
Okay. They're pretty weak, by the way.
Damn facts. Damn facts.
Pretty weak facts.
I've got the rest of my life to heal from this wound.
Hey, did you know that before the White House, there were two executive mansions that were specifically built for the President of the United States?
Mm-hmm.
Neither of them were ever used by a president.
Wow.
I have no idea what the money was, how much money was spent on those mansions, but, and why there were two?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but they were never used. And thus began the trend of government spending on useless things.
You took the words right out of my mouth, but I'm trying to stay somewhat neutral this morning.
No, it's that's pretty much...
Yeah, no, waste.
Yeah, that's just a common thing, regardless of party. Washington will waste money.
Yeah, buying a hammer for
$800.
Yeah.
But I want you to say, all those that throw around the space fact about... We spent all this money of pen, and so
no, that doesn't.
Russia
apply.
Used a pencil. That's no wrong. No. Completely wrong. Did you know William Rainey Harper? Do you know who that is?
William Rainey Harper.
He was the first president of something.
Harper's Bazaar.
Nah, the University of Chicago.
I wouldn't.
Oh, well. He invented the community college. Yeah.
We had one of the first in Chicago, and it was named for Mayor Richard Daley, Daley Community College. And yep. You know who got her GED there?
Who?
My mom.
Oh.
We never knew that she hadn't graduated from high school. And there was an episode of All in the Family where Archie, you know, he had to quit to make money to help his family. And he was ashamed that he didn't have a high school diploma. So at night, the episode shows him, he's sneaking off somewhere, and they're speculating on the worst.
I remember that.
But he was going off to school to get his GED, and it was kind of cool. And that episode was what inspired my mother and thousands across the country to finish it.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
It's a true story from the mid to late early 70s.
Did you know in 2011, a 29-year-old Australian bartender found a glitch in an ATM automatic teller machine. Found a glitch in an ATM. It allowed him to withdraw way beyond his balance. In a bender that lasted 4.5 months, he managed to spend around $1.6 million of the bank's money.
Wow.
And believe me, they got all of that. Well, I don't know that they got it all back, but he suffered the consequences on that one.
God, you know, you always wonder, what if you just go to make a simple withdrawal and the machine just keeps handing you money? The temptation would be there to keep it. Not my problem. I didn't break it.
Right. And, of course, nobody's thinking, there's a camera right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And eventually they're going to figure out who got blue.
Yeah. Did you know in 1979, black-footed ferrets were thought to be extinct. Except 1981 happened, and a Wyoming ranch dog brought home a black-footed ferret. Researchers discovered the last 120 of the black-footed ferrets were living in... Oh, man, this is a strange one. It's in Wyoming. It's called Meetitsi?
Careful.
M-E-E-T... E-E-T-S-E. Meet, eat, see is the best I can come up with on how that's pronounced.
Sounds like a restaurant. Meet, eat, see.
Is it seafood? Meat and seafood? Surf and turf? Is that what it is?
I think it'd be Asian.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm just Asian gracefully here on the radio, folks.
Did you know? The space probe Voyager 2 loses about 4 watts of power annually due to the natural decay of its nuclear fuel.
From the natural decay?
Yes.
Didn't you say the other day that it was Voyager 2 was actually launched before Voyager 1?
It was. I can't remember what the length of time was between the two, but Voyager 2 was ready to go before Voyager 1 was ready. So they sent Voyager 2 up first. Did you know approximately 7.7% of men and 4.8% of women in the general population have narcissistic personality disorder? It's a mental illness characterized by grandiosity and a general lack of empathy. Narcissistic personality disorder. 7.7% of men and almost 5% of women.
Why is everybody looking at me?
Coming up on Random Facts, we will talk about a government and what they did with some beavers. We will talk about 4 countries in the world that have yet to adopt the Gregorian calendar.
Wow.
Yeah, there's 4 of them that aren't on the calendar like the rest of the world. We'll talk about a horrible original title for a film series. Luckily, they didn't go with it because that was stupid. We'll talk about bees on Random Facts. And the Taliesin Massacre, if I'm pronouncing that right. Anyway, it's all coming up on Random Facts.
Last night, we celebrated Jacqueline Tomlinson's birthday, and kind of as an adjunct to that, let me tell you how fast Eddie Bader can change your life. Jacqueline and husband were looking for a different home that would better suit their growing family, and they were looking in a particular area, and Eddie Bader found a place. They got the bid on the house down and got the house. The day that the bid was accepted, because Jacqueline and her husband were going to have Eddie and EXP Realty market their home.
Right.
This is on a Sunday. He calls Jacqueline and said, I have some people that would like to see your place. She hadn't even thought, really, you know. She said, so on Mother's Day, I'm scrubbing windows just to get... And guess what? I think it took an extraordinary amount of time, like a week, for that house to get sold and to get a full bid on it.
So Eddie got them into their new home and took care of their old home.
And you know what? I really appreciate this about Eddie, because he's got such a great team at EXP with Pam Edwards and everybody. He doesn't even break a sweat. This is why he's the guy you need in a stressful situation like marketing your home, wanting to get top dollar for it, or when you're searching for a home. So they've got the magic. There's no better way to describe it. At least give them a call at 322-0662. That's Eddie Bader, Pam Edwards, and the team at EXP Realty. 322-0662, because you are better with Bader. Jacqueline will tell you.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you're in Wetumpka on Highway 231 headed to Montgomery, this is going to be coming around the city just before Love Lane and PNC Bank. Got a pretty bad accident on the roadway there. Traffic's backing up just a little bit. Buckle up, drive carefully in Montgomery. We've got light to moderate traffic through downtown now. We're building on Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue into downtown. And we're busy at I-65 and 85 through the interchange. Summer registration going on now through May 26th at Trenum State. Change your life. Call Trenum State or go to trenumstate.edu for more information. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors is always there with great deals for cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
Will Dismukes has your back. A model conservative, Will Dismukes votes like you would in the Alabama House of Representatives. Will Dismukes voted against KIV's 10-cent gas tax that goes up forever, and he supports a repeal of that tax. Will Dismukes owns a small business in Elmore County. He knows how important small business is and spoke out against the economic shutdown in 2020. Will Dismukes voted yes to ban critical race theory in our schools. Will Dismukes voted yes to pass one of the strongest pro-life bills in the country. Will Dismukes voted yes on every bill that protects our Second Amendment. Look, don't believe everything you hear. Will Dismukes has your back on all of the issues that mean the most to you. On May 24th, vote Will Dismukes, House District 88. He's got your back.
I'm Will Dismukes, and I would appreciate your vote on Tuesday, May 24th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Will Dismukes, P.O. Box 680-806, Prattville, Alabama 36068.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know that Alabama residents pay some of the highest energy bills in the country? I'm Robin Leidecker, a Republican candidate for the Alabama Public Service Commission. As an educator, I fought powerful lobbyists. If elected to the Alabama Public Service Commission, I will fight against arbitrary rate increases on Alabama families. I will work to lower your energy bills. I will fight for you. On May 24th, vote for Robin Leidecker, Alabama Public Service Commission, Place 2.
Paid for by the committee to elect Robin Leidecker, P.O. Box 1671, Fairhope, Alabama, 36533.
Tim James, Governor.
The culture war has come to Alabama. Parents, grandparents, are you watching? There's a war going on between common sense and crazy.
Tim James.
A Supreme Court nominee who can't even tell you what a woman is. The best woman swimmer is actually a man. And recently, the first transgender public school in the South, chartered in Alabama with millions of your tax dollars. It's called the Magic City Acceptance Academy. And recently, the faculty put on a drag show on campus for the children. It's heartbreaking. It's not education. It's exploitation. It's got to stop.
Tim James, Governor.
What are we doing to our kids? Who let this happen? I'm Tim James. That's enough. It's time to fight back.
Paid for by Tim James, Governor, 2022.
I am Stan Cook, and I'm asking for your vote for state auditor. As state auditor, I will protect the taxpayer from spending spree politicians and bureaucratic pirates. I am not a recycled politician that needs a job. I am a constitutional conservative Christian and a lifelong Republican that has no strings attached to the political elite or corrupt power brokers in Montgomery. Vote Stan Cook for state auditor.
Paid for by the committee to elect Stan Cook, P.O. Box 130, Kimberly, Alabama 35091.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
When news news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
At least we got a sound effect, though.
Somebody has a gift.
Somebody having a good time.
Did you know in 1946? Sorry. Did you know in 1946 the Argentinian government imported 50 beavers in an attempt to start a fur trade?
Okay, go ahead. You want to hit it? Go ahead.
I do, but I don't have it on a hotkey.
Okay.
Keep going, or?
I got this one.
Silly, the idea of having a queen might be to us. As Americans, we must be gracious and considerate hosts.
Okay.
Here it is. Were these ill-tempered beavers?
Nice beaver.
There are now 200,000 of them, and they are threatening over 39 million acres of forests.
Wow.
So yeah. What was the fact again that
they imported 50 beavers to start a fur trade. They wanted to start fur trading. Instead, they ransacked their own, overpopulation of beavers. Did you know there are 4 countries in the world which have yet to adopt the Gregorian calendar? Ethiopia, Nepal, Afghanistan, and Iran. They have yet to adopt the Gregorian calendar, which I don't know where that puts them as far as dates.
How do you book
things?
A flight? I want to leave on May 19th, and I want to land last year.
Yeah, I don't know how it
in
works.
October. I'm visiting Nepal.
So, you ever hear about, you've heard about where they switched an actor for a role or they changed something about a film, and it's like, wow, if they had never done that, it's not, who knows what would have happened. One of the original titles that was considered for the very first Fast and Furious movie was Race Wars.
Oh, brother. Race Wars. We don't have enough of that.
Somebody, I'm sure, said, we can't really call this Race Wars.
Probably not. Let's go to something else.
Woo!
Dow Futures down 372 at this point.
Did you know bees come in colors other than yellow? There are green bees and blue bees. There are gray varieties that also exist, such as the green orchid bee or the blue calamintha bee, and then the ashy mining bee. That's a gray. The blue is, the blue whatever, and the green orchid is a green bee. So, yeah, there's green, blue, and gray bees along with yellow.
Ones I see flying around the yard, and boy, that's my game, man, is to hit them with the spray.
Yeah.
That stream.
Wasps.
I am good.
Are the ones that I'm just like, because they'll start nesting and everything. It's just
I already been through one wasp attack.
Mm-hmm.
Near my pool and on my deck, there are some bumblebees, big ones. Big ones that are...
We're going to talk to Randy Burke a little later.
They
get you one
angry.
Of those things that they crawl into.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
We have one of those in the back and it works.
I got to get rid of the carpenter bees because just all around the...
That's what those will, carpenter bees in particular, because they like wood.
They drill right into your wood, and so.
But with the wasp, they build their nests in places. I have what was under the wing of my grill, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I'm sure wasps have some good thing that they are on the earth for.
Yeah.
But do you know what it is?
No, they just, they're good for selling spray. That's what they're good for.
They have kept, what's the name of that brand I'm buying?
Because they're just downright evil.
I've got the can that'll go like 20 feet.
Yeah, that's the one. And that's the game, Can you hit them from that far?
They will sting you. They have no, there's no, like a regular bee, a bumblebee, that sort of thing. When it stings you, it's stinging you because once it stings you, it's dead.
Yeah.
It pulls that thing right out of their body and it kills them. Wasps, that doesn't happen with. They'll sting you just for the hell of it. They'll just come over there and be like, well, you're in my way.
Yep.
Sting.
Yep. I know. I had 13 on one arm and one on the other, and I jumped into the pool and stayed underwater for a bit just to make sure they were gone.
I can't stand them.
That's creepy. I hate that.
And finally, did you know about the Taliesin Massacre? And I'm probably mispronouncing that word, Taliesin. But it happened, and this is really odd, it happened when Frank Lloyd Wright's servant barricaded his home. He lit it on fire and then killed seven people with an axe.
Yeah, I've heard about this terrible...
I had not heard about it.
Yeah.
I had either.
So, yeah, that was the Taliesin Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, those are your random facts.
All right. Rich and Jay are going to cook up your $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question and some follow-ups for bonus entries in the grand prize drawing, which is tomorrow already. In the meantime, at Food Outlet, cost plus 10% pricing saves you money throughout the store no matter what you buy. I walk in, always pick up bananas, maybe onions, tomatoes, and I know those prices are way lower than I'm seeing at the chains with their alleged big buying power. Through the dairy, butter is cheaper, a gallon of milk is cheaper, and it's good stuff. They're house brand. You'll save a ton of money just on those things. You want name brand cola products, Coca-Cola products this week, 12 packs of $3.99. That's Coke, Coke Zero, Sprite, Dr. Pepper. Kool-Aid packets, the great summer drink, each makes two quarts, 10 for a dollar, the dime each. And, with the schools out, you might be entertaining a group of youths. At the house, everybody loves Tatina pizza rolls. $3.25 for the 24-ounce package of those. In the meat department, you'll find chuck eye steaks at $4.95 a pound and Western-style spare ribs at $1.28. And juicy Brian Jumbo Franks. Great when you're making what?
Beanie Weenies!
They're $1.94. For the 1 pound package. At Food Outlet, three locations, Highway 14 in the Millbrook. On Main Street West of 31 in Prattville. I'll see you Sunday morning around 7:30, Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. And now we are ready for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
All right, earlier in Random Facts, we talked about narcissistic personality disorder. I guess, is that what it was called? Narcissistic personality disorder?
Yes.
Exactly. Who suffers from that more, men or women? Give us a call and let us know. 272-9228.
By the way, somebody took the time to Facebook message me saying, narcissistic disorder has no application to me. They thought you guys were saying that you were inferring.
Oh, no. Gosh, no. No. No.
I don't even know what it is.
I'm still mad about that first convoluted intro. You guys thought so. 272-9228. 272-9228. We'll come right back after traffic and find a wiener.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic authorities continue to work an accident on Highway 231 southbound heading into Montgomery. This is going to be coming down the hill just before the PNC Stone Bank in Prattville. Please use caution. A little bit of a backup there in Montgomery. We're just busy now on I-65 and 85 through the interchange. Madison Avenue, busy inbound, as well as Norman Bridge, busy on the boulevard as well. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Trenum State Community College offering continuing education classes in pharmacy technician and medical billing and coding. Classes start June 6th. Call 420-4240. That's Trenum State Continuing Education. For Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
Hello, Larry.
Hello.
Hey.
You ready to win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate?
I'm going to try.
All right. Do more men or women suffer from narcissistic personality disorder?
More men.
7.7% men, 4.8% women. You are correct.
All right, Larry, hang on. We have grand prize entry bonuses awaiting people like William B.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty well this morning.
Cool. Hey, thanks for coming to Mom Hours last night. I wanted to ask, how about that cake, huh? Was that not a cake?
Man, that was awesome. It was almost too pretty to cut, but it was worth it.
You want a backup question? Would you like a backup?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So earlier,
I'll give it a shot.
Earlier, Jay was talking about the first community college that happened to be in Chicago. Then Greg mentioned that he knew a person that got their GAD at that college. Who was the person who got the GED?
I believe that was Greg's mother.
That was Greg's mother. Inspired.
Good work.
Inspired by what TV show?
All of the Family.
We're going to give you two.
Just out of the house to get his.
Yeah, we're going to give you two.
Two bonus entries. Thank you, William B. And thank you again for celebrating with us last night. We sure do appreciate it. Sammy.
Hi, Emmy.
Hi.
Man, the crew sounds good this morning.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
So, you want a backup question?
Please.
This name was once considered, and they decided not to use it for the movie Fast and Furious. They were going to name it what?
Race Wars.
Race Wars.
Race Wars coming. Yes. The whole, good for the community.
Oh, well.
And think about the sequels, Race War 15, you know.
That's it. Hey, Greg, I saw the, several years ago, you're talking about the beaver problem. No, man, PBS had a nature special on that, and the local government was trying to do everything, including push beaver meat, and they were bringing in hunters, but it all just, it didn't work. The beavers have won out, and it's just an ongoing problem.
They're amazing animals.
I have heard of places, though, that have put beavers where they weren't naturally habitating to help with flood control.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're diligent.
They're incredible carpenters.
The best natural engineers on the planet. Yeah. Amazing people.
Yeah. I mean, down our ponds are beaver ponds, and occasionally, you know, they'll come and they'll go, but they leave their mark behind.
We appreciate your call, Sam. Let's wrap up with one more, and this is gray hair.
That's with the gray hair, yeah.
How you want to back
the radio I couldn't get you earlier because I was up in Alex City and you break up there. You need a stronger signal.
Do you want a backup question?
Oh, yeah, I was loving it. I came in on the boobies and I like the beaver story. So
okay.
I like the way we're trending today.
By the way, when our signal fades out, you can always get us anywhere in the world on the app and perfect quality. So just want to let you
know. You want me to pay to listen?
No. It's free. It's free. It is, it is the price of.
Nobody would pay to listen to us.
It is the price of free. All right. There are four countries in the world that don't use the Gregorian calendar. Just name me one of them. Just give me one of them.
Afghanistan.
That is right. And the other ones are Ethiopia, and Nepal,
Iraq,
and Iran. And, yeah.
Good work, Gray Hair. We appreciate the call. All right. 7:50 freaking three.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
The first thing you notice when you walk out the door this morning is the humidity has changed. It was perfect for several days, and now the dew point is 72. We don't like it, a number like that, but that's where we live all summer with dew points in the 70s. So these morning clouds are starting to give way. I see some brightening of the sky here. We'll see some more sunshine later on. More humid today with a high around 94. We had 92 yesterday, hottest day of the year so far. Mainly clear tonight, overnight low 71. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix, a hot day for May with a high around 94. Then a big fundamental change in pattern that'll last for a few days. Scattered showers and thunderstorms return to the forecast Saturday. Pretty decent chance. High temperature up to about 90. Showers and thunderstorms are likely on Sunday and Monday from time to time. 80% chance by then. And if you want to go to the coast, unfortunately, the rain chances are very high down there this weekend, and there's also a high rip current risk as well on the coast. Right now, this morning, cloudy skies and 76 at 7:53.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. We don't want to sell all the tractors in Alabama. We just want to sell the best ones. Whether you're mowing a lawn, plowing a field, or working the job site, count on Kubota and Capital Tractor. Together, we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
I think it's great. I really do. That there is at least something of an effort or movement to accept all different body types and styles.
Yeah.
And Sports Illustrated is trying to do that with their swimsuit issue.
Elon Musk's mom. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we have a sign, not just, and she's in terrific shape. Then there are some that, you know, the era of body shaming is coming to an end. And we will celebrate that with a song shortly.
Alabama's one and only, Kay Ivey.
Washington wants to control everything we do, but that isn't happening here in Alabama. We do not teach hate to our kids. We do not pay people to quit work, and we do not use tax dollars to kill our babies.
Kay Ivey, her Alabama common sense drives Washington liberals nuts.
I signed the strongest pro-life law in America. I stood with Trump to ensure no election here can ever be stolen.
But that's not all. Kay Ivey threw Common Core out of our schools, banned transgender youth sports, and passed constitutional carry to protect our Second Amendment rights. Kay Ivey, the conservative governor the woke left loves to hate.
America's the greatest country in the world. Joe Biden may not get that, but here in Alabama, we always will.
Kay Ivey for Alabama. Paid for by Kay Ivey for Governor, Inc. P.O. Box 966, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
Have you ever heard the expression that if your feet hurt, you hurt all over? Anyone who has ever had foot pain knows that is a true statement. No matter what your age, you are likely to experience a foot problem at some time in your life. Would you see a dermatologist for your knee or a cardiologist for your fungal nails? The answer is no. The key to good medical treatment is to see the right specialist for your problem. As a podiatrist, I am trained to deal with any and all problems of the foot. I'm Dr. Brian Killey. Let me be the specialist for your feet. I treat all ages and problems. Bunions, hammer toes, ingrown nails, even corns. If it's in the foot, I treat it. You don't need a referral to see me, and I accept most insurance plans. If your feet are sore, walk through my door. Located near Baptist East, call 265-7585. That's 265-7585 for an appointment today. And remember, happy feet start here. Follow us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Beaker because Chip Beaker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Beaker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Beaker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Beaker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Beaker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Today's show is brought to you by Johnny Depp's Liver. On borrowed time since 2009.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, so what are we doing with your hair today?
I need a trim, a new dishwasher, and a much-needed vacation. Do you see any grays?
Sounds like you need a personal loan. My friend just got a loan from Guardian Credit Union, and he used it to upgrade his kitchen appliances.
That's what I need to do.
Guardian has great rates and a friendly team that makes payments affordable.
Perfect. I guess stylists really can fix everything.
Connect with Guardian for all your lending needs.
Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
I desperately needed a car, but I didn't want to go through the hassle of trying to finance through a dealership. So I went to LightStream, and I got a loan fast.
Now you can buy the used car you want with a fixed, low-rate loan from LightStream.
The loan process was so easy. I signed all the documents and completed the process while getting my hair done.
I had my money the same day with LightStream. Having that cash helps me get a much better deal. And the LightStream payments are so affordable.
Now you can get the money you need fast for the used car you love with LightStream. Loans start at just 3.99% APR with autopay and excellent credit when you buy from the dealership. Apply today at lightstream.com/rate and get an additional interest rate discount. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/RATE for your extra discount. Lightstream.com/rate.